It takes me a while, seeing as how I have written a lot, and sometimes it doesn't make sense, so I have to fix it while I'm talking. But Addie does not stop me. She just keeps sitting there, cross-legged on her bed, whilst I go on and on, and in the end, she goes,
"That's the speech, Bobby, and you've got to be the one to give it."
"Me?" I squeak. "This isn't a speech. It's just notes. And, anyway, you're the one running for president, and the presidential candidate is always the one to speak. And, besides, there is no way I'm getting up in front of the whole school and giving a speech. Repeat, no way. And anyway, this is just notes." She waits for me to finish and says,
"Look, Bobby, I've been working on my speech for over a week now, okay? You saw what I had last week. A lot of blah, blah, blah about democracy and the Constitution and the pledge. Even though you thought it was boring, I kept working on it over the weekend, and I was all set to convince you tonight that it was brilliant, and all you needed to do was help me refine it. But the truth is, and if you tell anybody I said this, I will kill you, I swear. My speech is a bunch of words, and your speech is brilliant. Okay, maybe it needs some work to become a speech, but I can help you with it and it will be brilliant. Anyway, you have to give it because it's all about you."
"It is?" I go, surprised. "I don't even see it. But the rules."
"We're the third party. We've already broken rules. Or maybe what we're doing is remaking them. Wait, I have this brilliant idea."
Brilliant is Addie's newest favorite word. She then tells me her brilliant idea, and I have to admit, it is good.
"All you have to do is make a few changes at the beginning of your speech, and it will work brilliantly,"
she assures me. I look down at the paper and try to imagine myself saying these words out loud, not just to Addie, but to all the kids and all the teachers at Paintbrush Falls Middle School. I break into a sweat, and my stomach starts to hurt.
"We'll all be there,"
Addie says, seeing my hesitation.
"Skeezy and Joe and me. We'll be up there with you and we'll be part of it. But the words, Bobby, they've got to come from you."
"Do you really think I can do it?"
"Absolutely. You'll be brilliant."
I look at Addie and see that she is being serious. "Okay," I tell her. "Okay." She smiles and says,
"Great. Let's get to work."